Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at North Bridger Bison in Montana Shields Valley. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Matt delivers a bison to be cut and packed.
Another two-year-old bull. Yeah, beauty. Back this guy in and let's get to it.
Right. We're at Amsterdam Meat Shop in Amsterdam, Montana, a few miles west of Bozeman. It's the afternoon of a day that started early in Matt's kitchen. He sharpened his knives and packed his kit. He drove his truck to a pasture where he shot and killed a two-year-old bison bull at close range. He hoisted the dead bison onto the flatbed truck and moved it to a second pasture where he severed its head and gutted it, leaving its entrails to the scavengers. He put the bison back on the truck, placed its fleecy head into a pen for the taxidermist, and took a short break at home.
When I'm done at the house and I've got clean clothes on and some food in the truck and I'm driving south on our dirt road and the bison's on the back, I always have this like feeling of immense satisfaction.
He transported the dead bison through Bozeman's Friday afternoon traffic to the meat shop, attracting a few double takes and photographs at stoplights. Matt backs the truck into the shop where the bison is lifted onto a skinning cradle.
The hard work for me is over, and I'm all about, you know, division of labor, subject matter expertise, like know your lane. And so the team here, these are the experts at skinning, washing, aging, cutting, butchering.
Matt loves the whole process. In his own words, he's obsessive about the details. So he hangs around while the bison is skinned and split down the backbone, taking pictures for his customers. Two young meat cutters use small, skillful cuts to remove the bison's shaggy hide. It's wrapped and frozen for pickup by a local craftsman. Then the bison's hooves are cut off at the knee.
Normally, the hooves go in the garbage and go to the Logan landfill, but they throw them in the corner and I grab them. And my joke, I always say, I got to keep my eagles happy.
Matt will collect the hooves and trimmings, drive them back to the ranch and add them to the gut pile for the eagles and other scavengers. After about 3 weeks, the cut and ground meat is packaged and frozen. The customers, in this case, two customers for the two bison halves, are invoiced a butcher fee, and the dozen or so boxes of frozen meat are transported to rented freezer space in Four Corners. At that point, it's about setting up pickup, delivery, or shipping.
Look at all of the work that we've been doing today, and it's 2 o'clock for one animal.
Yeah.
And, you know, from an efficiency standpoint versus backing up a trailer of live animals and letting them run off the trailer, waving in the rearview mirror if you drive away, like, that's way more efficient. But we just believe deeply in this process, and so it's a lot of time and labor per animal.
It's a full-circle deal, a business model Matt believes is as ethical and humane as it gets for food. And this part, with the winches and bone saws and hooks, is every bit as important as the gorgeous vistas of bison grazing under the snow-capped peaks. This is where food comes from.
When it's skinned and up on the rail, like, the carcass is stunning. It's such a beautiful, beautiful carcass. And this will ultimately provide, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 pounds of the most nutrient dense, healthy, delicious food you can eat.
Next week, North Bridger Bison is the backdrop for a photo shoot featuring the director of the Fierce Women Warriors Society.
You know, who would have thought, you know, 100 years ago?
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.